exhilaration. Now the relief factor is not so big, but an exhilaration factor then kicks in. And a synchronistic factor kicks in, where you feel like you're dancing with all of the universe. Like you walk out your door and the birds fly just like you were in a Disney movie, and the butterfly comes and the frog comes up in your fountain, and your neighbor is there with her children, and her children, you have a brief conversation with her, your neighbor's children, about a book that you're contemplating, and the next day there is a watercolor illustration of the story that you told, colored by a seven-year-old because they want to be in on the game. In other words, you're rendezvousing with the cheerful animals and the cheerful people, and everywhere you go, doors are opening and wonderful things are happening and clever people are surrounding you, and you're converging on all kinds of fronts, and traffic opens for you, and you go to the department store and what you want is right there, and the lines are lean and the service is great and the food is delicious and people are nice, and your heart is soaring and your mind is full and your heart is full, and you feel an exhilaration for life, and appreciation radiates out from you, and you can feel that you're glowing, and others who are glowing come to you, and you're just rendezvousing on point after point after point until it feels like the entire universe is arranging circumstances and events just to honor you in your worthy beingness. You see, that's what it's like.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. In 2003, I was trapped in an emotional situation, economical situation, and working situation. And I think I took the way to live in that situation, creating a Parkinson's sickness. I wonder if you can help me a little bit in my working to go back to source.
Well, it is easier. You heard us say earlier that if you have a strong desire, so the energy is moving fast, and you have resistance that's keeping you from going to it, then strong negative emotion would be your indicator. It usually feels like out of control, feels right. Like stress, it feels like lack of control. And then we say, if you're not aware of this tension within you, this vibrational tension that shows up as emotional stress, if you're not aware of it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't do anything to release it, don't worry, it will get bigger. So eventually, there is a physical evidence. In every moment, no matter what you're living, whether you're having a moment of euphoria or a moment of confusion or a moment of clarity or a moment of sickness, a moment of vitality or a moment of lethargy, in every moment, all day, every day, you are living this moment of manifested evidence or indication of vibration. So someone says, so you have an illness that they call Parkinson's, and we say you have an indication that you can call Parkinson's if you want to. But rather than calling it an illness, and certainly rather than calling it a permanent situation, we call it a temporary, and we mean it, indication of vibrational discord. Now, surely, it's a lot easier if you are able to release the vibrational discord before it manifests, because after right. It manifests, now you've not only got the vibrational discord at the root, but you've got all this other junk that you got to deal with, and it's hard not to notice it, and it's hard not to feel the hindrance of it, and so that sort of perpetuates it. But if you can, in your mind, separate the physical condition from the emotional response to it, and you can focus upon the emotional response, the emotional response, the emotional response. If you can get to the heart of, in other words, in every case that there is an illness, which is a physical evidence of vibrational discord, in every case, as that illness continues, the vibrational discord still remains. Sometimes a doctor can cut it out or chop it off or give you a drug that sets you off in some other way. And sometimes your belief in their expertise can give